The Becker's team is excited to be making our return to in-person events this fall. Join us in September for Becker's Hospital Review 6th Annual Health IT and Revenue Cycle Conference. We have opportunities to attend the in-person program in Chicago and also to join us virtually from the comfort of your own home. For information about registering and to find out if you are eligible to attend free of charge, reach out to us at registration@beckershealthcare.com. This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Ray Gensinger, System Vice President and CIO of Hospital Sisters Health System in Springfield, Illinois. Ray, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know we'll talk a lot about some of the different technologies that are coming across your desk here, as well as some of the trends in health IT. But before we do that, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. I'm probably a little bit of a unicorn of a chief information officer in that I'm also an internal medicine physician, actually trained here as part of the Hospital Sisters Health System many years ago, but now have been invited back now, just starting my eighth year as their chief information officer. It's kind of an exciting role, especially with my clinical background, because really trying to make a difference in people's lives through the use of technology. In many ways, as much as I'm not a fan of the term digital transformation, in many ways, I've probably been spending my entire life trying to figure out how to digitize healthcare.
That's fascinating. And, you know, when you think about digital transformation, is it just because it's such a buzzword, or what about it kind of, you know, rubs you the wrong way?
You know, I just hate buzzwords. They get into the marketing, and every email that comes through kind of sticks it in, and then it gets caught in the ear of one of our other executives, and I have to spend a lot of time trying to unwind it. And we all know that, you know, 12, 24 months later, the buzzword is gone, and, you know, the work still remains. The work has always been the work. And, you know, it's just different ways to make people more efficient, different ways to provide safer care, different ways to improve the quality of the care. It's just now that we have more software and hardware tools that make us successful in those.
Absolutely. That's a really great point. Now, from your unique vantage point as both the clinical background and then technology side of things, what are the top trends that you're looking at in healthcare today and really seeing as being vital to your role as CIO?
Yeah. There's three that kind of come to mind right away. The first one is in the space of efficiency, and that's robotic process automation. Again, another buzzword, but one that has probably been out there from a capability perspective for years, but really has reached a fever pitch here lately. And I see a tremendous number of opportunities throughout all of healthcare, especially now that so many repetitive processes that are being done are entirely done on a computer system, you know, moving through applications that we own, moving out into SaaS-based applications that are out there on the web. The ability now to bring each of those steps all together in a completely automated fashion really gives us an opportunity to leverage synthetic workers in ways that we've never been able to use before. The second one that comes to mind is the concept of advanced analytics. And good news is that, you know, we've made huge progress with electronic health records. Now we have this plethora of information. Many different companies have leveraged the opportunity to process that information, but it was very frustrating in that a lot of that content was, you kind of had to point and click and dig and try and find the needles in the haystack. And now I'm starting to see some capabilities coming in certain vendors where they're actually going to help point us in the right direction, actually synthesizing the data that has been collected and kind of help point us in the right direction. And the third space, again, this is not one that's necessarily brand new, but it's the whole concept of care virtualization. I mean, we've really been doing telemedicine services since we launched the first spaceship with a human being on it. When you think about that, we've been monitoring those individuals since the early 60s. But between the broadband infrastructure that's out there, the cellular infrastructure that is now out there, we really can now take a lot of healthcare and put it right into the hands of patients in their homes and very effectively manage those patients from a distance. It's not perfect, and we have to be very selective in what types of virtualization we're going to be doing, but it really does create an opportunity to both promote more well-being in the patients because they get to go home sooner, helps reduce the cost in the organizations, and in fact, because the monitoring can be more continuous, actually give us an opportunity to potentially sense changes in outcomes in an earlier time.
Well, that's fascinating. So it's so interesting to think about, especially when you're looking at the last two trends you mentioned with some of the analytics and then with the telemedicine as well, trying to figure out how to use that information, the technology, the data to really provide mm-hmm. a better outcome for patients and a better treatment care pathway, I'm sure in some ways as well. When you're looking at all of those different things, what really is kind of the most doable and most exciting thing for you today?
Oh boy. The most doable is probably the robotic process automation. I think there are some really good products out there. I think it becomes a hard sell. I actually take that back. I don't think it's a hard sell operationally. It's hard to contemplate the idea of taking somebody's work and synthesizing it and making it synthetic and potentially putting somebody out of a job. Nobody likes to be thinking about, the human factor implications of doing that. The good news is that in so many areas in healthcare where I can take advantage of this, there is so much other work. It's really about trying to figure out how to use the automation to take care of the repetitive and simple things, and then put humans on things that are much better suited for our creative minds to sort out.
Got it. That makes a ton of sense. Now, when you look internally at your own team, how do you think that your role and teams will change in the next 12 to 24 months or so?
Yeah, I mean, that one's an interesting one. I had to give that some thought. I think what we're going to see is greater partnerships between the technology and the business units. I think it's been evolving over years as well, but in many cases, I think especially clinicians view technology as what's done to them as opposed to what's done for them. Started with the physicians in the EHR, and then maybe the nurses had a sense of that as well. But I think now as the capabilities of the technology become more apparent, as we have younger generations of clinicians at the bedside, I think what we're seeing is a lot more creativity to discovering what the potential could be at the bedside. So we're going to see a lot closer relationships, I think, between different clinical operations and information technology services to really figure out how do we problem solve each of these pathways. Where are there technologies or services that can be brought in to enhance what's happening at the bedside and really make a difference? And that's going to give us an opportunity to do two things. One, we'll be able to consolidate our application portfolio in many ways so that we don't have lots of one-off applications, but at the same time also figure out where we need to enhance our portfolio to add more capabilities or services than we potentially don't have today or can't efficiently and effectively leverage with the technology that we may already have in place today.
Got it. That makes a ton of sense. And, I think it's great to hear that on the clinical side, having that understanding of IT and then moving into, more creative usage and more willingness to partner on that is great to hear. Are there any skill sets that you see that your team needs, whether it would be bringing on a separate person who would be an expert or helping the current staff, I guess, get new skills that they'll need for the future? Is there anything along those lines that you foresee being imperative over the next few years or so?
Well, I think it's about process improvement. It's about being able to deconstruct a process that we have today and figuring out how to reconstruct it. Some of our clinicians are exemplary at doing that. Others just kind of get caught in a rut, and anything that's a change from their practice is just something that's going to make them inefficient. So being able to look at a process from end to end, completely dissect it, and then show where the non-value added steps are, and be able to eliminate them entirely if possible, as well as show potentially where there's opportunity to automate that. Just as an example, you know, we have tools that facilitate being able to just capture something as simple as vital signs in the patients that are in the hospital. But now we've got technologies that have enhanced that such that we can do that in an almost non-invasive way. And now that we can do that non-invasively, it takes the nursing assistant or the nurse themselves and not have to put them at the bedside. Plus, it allows us to get continuous monitoring of those vital signs rather than intermittent, which may in fact help us capture things like early evidence of sepsis in a way that we struggle to capture in a more routine process that we have today.
That's really interesting to hear. Thank you so much for going through that with us. Now, before we wrap up our conversation, I wanted to know quickly, what is the most interesting idea or technology pitch that you've heard recently? I know a ton comes across your desk, but you know, what really stands out?
Yeah, I actually have two. And one is fairly simple and one is fairly complex. And without, you know, specifically mentioning vendor names, one of them is a tool that it allows for smart payment planning for patients. It actually looks at the demographic of the person whose bill is due and looks at their past, looks at their age demographics, looks at, I'm not even sure what other factors, and helps determine this person we should ask to write a check for the whole payment due right now. This person we should, you know, set up on, you know, two or three payments over the course of the next 3 months. And that there are other people that, you know, maybe the best thing for them is just set them up for, you know, regular $10 payments over the next 6 months. Whatever makes the most sense, but that we're using a knowledge and experience based on these people and setting up the right plan. And my revenue cycle folks don't even get involved in setting that up. I think that kind of has a very cool potential. The more complex one, it kind of goes back to what I mentioned earlier in the advanced analytics space. And this is where one of my existing vendors has brought forth the ability to kind of overlay our data and reporting tools with actual statistical process analyses. So actually taking the results that we see and immediately applying a statistical rigor to those results so that we're actually going to help take out the kind of the human bias that might be put into data analysis and actually putting science behind it. And I really see some opportunities in that because it allows me to get away from the path I was on, which was how am I going to teach, you know, 60 key leaders statistics, and now just kind of builds it right into our analytic program.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for being here on the podcast today. This has been a really fascinating discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you very much, Laura. It's great chatting with you.
The Becker's team, in partnership with HC1, is excited to hold the Precision Health Virtual Summit August 31st and September 1st. The two-day event will include sessions on integrating technology and data into healthcare delivery. Visit beckershospitalreview.com for more information or click through the link in today's podcast description.